1893.3 FM K1 and 9:30 on your Wednesday morning. Opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with Christy Condit. You've got a big event coming up here. Is it this weekend? Am I right on that?
It's throughout the week.
Okay.
We're going until June 15th.
Okay.
That'll be the last day that we'll be collecting.
And, of course, this is something that Express Employment Professionals has a hand in, too, I believe.
Yes. What we are doing is Brand It Blue Day, mm-hmm. Which is a day that we've set aside to collect for our community, to local food banks. Mm-hmm. And we've decided to make our donation to the Agape Mission.
Okay.
So we've been partnering with several local businesses and our community to collect food for them, anything non-perishable. They do lots of meals throughout the week.
I don't remember how many, but it's you know, it's in thousands per week.
yes. And then they also do stuff the backpack as well. Mm-hmm. So anything that's non-perishable, they can use in one form or fashion.
Absolutely.
So it is just a day for us to give back into our community that it's so supportive of us. Our office has been here in Bartlesville for 12 years, and we just try to support our community in as many ways as we can.
I think it's a great deal when local businesses, in this case Express, but local businesses in general, take a look at what's going on, what the needs are in the nonprofit community, and say, how can we get involved? Yeah. It helps.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we've partnered with several other businesses for drop-off locations.
Okay.
I have a list of them. Of course, you can drop off at our office, which is at 4029 Nowata Road, mm-hmm. here in Bartlesville.
Pretty easy to find, really.
We're located in that strip center that is next to, we're right next door to Price's Meat Market.
Yeah, what a great place to be.
Other businesses that you can drop off at are American Heritage Bank, Phoenix Insurance, Sutterfield Financial, both the Bartlesville and Dewey locations of Armstrong Bank,
okay.
BIOS, Central National Bank, RCB Bank, Aaron's, R3 Industrial, Remax Realtors, Linden Apartments, Ardmore Finance, First Investment, Hill Dermatology, Bank First, Village Apartments, Bartlesville Physical Rehab, Roman's Outdoor Power Kubota, Red River Finance at the downtown location.
Okay.
Tower Loans and Courtesy Loans.
Some great places to drop something off. And if you as I kind of run down the list, like, you know, those all, you know, storefronts come to memory. It's real easy to find. Pick one or pick several and go drop some stuff off.
Absolutely. We'd love to have your support from our community.
Mm-hmm.
So really, that's about it. We're going to deliver that stuff. I'm going to be picking it up between the 15th and 16th because there's some places that I'll be going by and visiting, and they've collected internally.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of support from organizations and businesses in town that are going to support us by collecting internally. And that list was just too many to list. So
it's nice that the businesses say that maybe they don't have the foot traffic to become a drop-off location, but they want to do something.
Absolutely. We appreciate any of their support. Every little bit helps is what I say.
Oh, yeah. And when I talk to the folks from Agape Mission and some of the other places around town during United Way time, these donations are so appreciated. I'm sure Agape will use every drop of whatever's dropped off.
Well, what I appreciate is that it all stays local. It's for, you know, and, you know, there's no income base or anything that's required with it. So.
Yeah. Just if you need a meal, stop by.
Absolutely. So just a little bit about Express.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission is always to put people to work. So We've generated, last year we generated $3.05 billion in sales and employed a record of 510,000 people for 2016.
Yeah, that's a great corporate record. Obviously, not all of them here in Bartlesville, but it's a great corporate record.
No, last year we worked with 51 different businesses and we employed 684 employees locally. Of course, our area that we serve is not just Bartlesville. It's over to Pawhuska, mm-hmm. Over to Nowata, up to the state line, so Copan, and then down to Skytook and everything in between. Okay. So, you know, it's quite a little bit of an area to cover.
Yeah, it is.
But we do what we can.
Well, and if people check the job listings, I'm sure that one easy way, I'll just say we have a link to the Bartlesville Jobs website on our website so people can go to the news page, or actually it's right on the homepage of our website. Just click on the link and get there. And many of the jobs are through Express. I'm sure you've got a lot more listed on your own website.
Absolutely. And you can always visit www.expresspros.com. For current job listings, mm-hmm. Or check out our Facebook page.
Okay. I'm just curious, we didn't make the blue connection, and I thought maybe let me get that out there so that people understand how the event got named that way.
So it got named Brand It Blue because Express's colors are blue.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's pretty simple, but if we don't mention it, why? Let's just make that connection. Otherwise, I can easily see. Okay, let's see. Blue is the autism color. We could talk law enforcement. So all kinds of other reasons to incorporate blue. I want to make sure we got the right one.
Absolutely, we appreciate that. But Express's as main color is blue, and so we called it Brand It Blue. So we can go out and I know several people have seen me out and about passing out flyers and information about it, and I've got blue bags that I've been passing out to fill up. So it's kind of fun.
It is. Well, thank you so much. You give people an opportunity to get involved and have that good feeling that they, you know, did something for somebody else, and it was an easy thing to do. Just drop off some non-perishable food items.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's a second version of a community connection on this Wednesday morning. Our forecast calls for sunshine, headed for a high near 86 degrees and 937 at 1400 K1. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agriculture.